The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw it away. Thus, it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. According to the commentary, the head of the household, it's the disciples. So the disciples were taught by Jesus. So whatever Jesus taught, both new and old, new, I mean, the commandment, it's always new, because the end of it is that we have to share the life of God. Divine life means mutual love. Divine, divinity, three person, Trinity, is mutual love. And thus we are born in this way. So where there is love, we feel secured. Where there is no love, no peace. So when Jesus come on earth and said, "Peace be with you," he expect we his disciples love one another. That's why Jesus sent his disciples out two by two, not one by one. If one by one, they can go to 12 places. Two by two, only to 6 places. Very given. It's more important because what they preach is what they live. If by your own self, you can say many beautiful things, but together to preach, you have to give the witness of mutual love. That's what St. Paul went, wherever he goes, also with his companions. And today, the gospel, the antiphon of the gospel say, "Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son." That's the experience of Lydia in Philippi. Paul was there. And when Paul preached, Lydia really touched by the word of Paul, and she asked for baptism. At the end, she invited the disciples to come into her house. So that's the invitation. We welcome the word of God, also his disciples, to be with them so that they can nourish by the word of God, new and old together. We can share the treasure of Christ.